Okay.
Am I your first guest, or have you had guests?
No, I've had a couple guests.
Okay, okay. I'm like, do you want to do this? I'm like, you're totally guiding this train. I'm like, I'm just here for the ride.
We're all just here for the ride. Okay, hi, welcome back to the Brouhaha Podcast, the show.
Love the name.
Where, thank you, we drink a beverage and talk about whatever we want. Full disclosure, just for transparency, we don't have a beverage today.
We don't have a beverage. I definitely would have let that out as this.
It's fine. I think it's good to be honest up front.
Yeah. I don't really need no alcohol. No. This will get real crazy.
Yeah, don't worry, you guys.
We gonna keep this.
I hope you value our honesty.
Yes, this is candid content.
Exactly. So, please forgive us. I might have to make an apology video later on.
Apology video?
Yeah.
Dang it, now I feel like we should have got tea or something. It's fine.
Okay, welcome. Exactly. We can still talk about whatever we want. So, currently, we're sitting on the floor. I'm here with Brittany.
Hi, guys.
Brittany, why don't you
introduce
yourself?
Do you have, like, names for them yet? Like,
for the people?
Are they your Brewsters or something?
I've called them the Brewskis once, just as a joke. I always call them the Loyal Listeners.
The Loyal
That's
Listeners.
That's kind of the go-to. I don't know if you guys have a name.
I call mine Beautiful Beings.
That's a good one. See, I don't really know who they are yet.
I don't know who they are. Like, if I had a fan base, I don't know what I would do.
Yeah, I want to make it true to them. I don't want to just give them a name and then force them to be like, deal with it.
Yeah, it has to be very natural. Like, it should be something they say.
They come up with.
And then it gets there.
Okay, so for now, you guys are just the bros.
The bros. You guys are just the bros. But no, I'm Brittany. Hi, everybody. This is so different because I do videos.
And usually
it's like, it's not like you're talking to anybody, but it's like, you know, they're going to see your face. But here it's just like all your words, which is cool because I feel like with my videos, people don't really get to hear me as much. It's more like tutorials or like, I'm showing you this or showing you that.
And so now it's like,
here's my thought. Everybody always kind of asks what's going on in my brain. And here it is. Welcome to Brewtopia.
It's like when you write like stream of consciousness. And
my train of thought moves quick. So let's get online.
You gotta keep up. Okay, so right off the bat, if you guys don't know who Brittany is, you'll look at her Instagram.
Oh,
so it's Brittany Hope with an extra E.
Yeah.
Brittany, two T's, and then an extra E at the end. So if you scroll through that, you'll notice that she looks very put together and beautiful.
Thanks,
basically all the time, even now, sitting with her.
Sorry.
It's the middle of the night.
How's that work? Okay.
She always looks so beautiful and put together, and even if she doesn't have her hair or makeup or anything done, her smile lights up the room.
Thank you, Lauren.
So I wanted to bring her on today to talk about teach me and the bros how to exude confidence.
Exude confidence.
Every day. It seems like it's a challenge for most.
It is a challenge for most.
It's an enigma. So I was wondering if you could help us.
Word of the day. Enigma. I love it.
It is an enigma.
Oh my goodness.
You could help teach us. Where do we start with exuding confidence?
Exuding confidence. I feel like a lot of people ask me about confidence, especially because I think it is something I exude very much so. But I think it's more so because I fully embrace it as a thing, especially because I think it's gotten me through life in general. Oh my god, this bug bite is killing me. I'm sorry. if you ever hear me pause, it's because I'm thinking about this itch on my ankle. But no, I definitely feel like, when people ask me about it, I've been thinking about it a lot more because I don't know how to explain it because it's kind of just something I've always had.
Mm-hmm.
But when I really think about it, I'm like, because my little sister, she's 13. She's kind of going through the teenage years.
Right.
As a teenager.
I'm still going through it.
Right? Aren't we all? We're all learning every day. I feel like our generation is so judgmental and things are so visual. Like, back when we were, like, teens, like, you know, 13, 14, whatever we were, we didn't really have, like, a who's like a Kim Kardashian to look at, you know, like we didn't have these like models and crap to like identify with.
Yeah.
So I think the time is now to really share, I guess, the process of confidence. And when Lauren asked me to jump on this podcast and I thought about it in my bed late at night, I was just thinking to myself that really confidence is a root thing in communication, like in communication, like the major in school. That's what I majored
right.
in.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they call it the social penetration theory, and it's all about, like, peeling back the layers to get to the core. And I think confidence kind of goes hand in hand with that because you kind of have to identify what's at the root of you. And me and Lauren talked about this, too. It's about identifying who you are. And when you identify with who you are and kind of look at everything that you have in your closet, you can kind of then be confident because it's just like, boom, like, I'm who I am.
Right. Confidence it's not, it doesn't, it comes as, like, second nature. It's not a thing you have to try to do once you've done that first step of, like, wait, so tell me more about the social penetration theory.
Social penetration theory is about, like, kind of think of, like, an onion. Mm-hmm. Like, you know how you, like, have different layers, but, like, those are kind of, like, the surface level types of you, and then you keep getting, like, peeling and peeling, and then you get to the center, and that's, like, the core of who you are. So that's what they call social penetration theory. So when you're communicating with someone, they're going to give you that first layer. And then as you get to know them, they're going to keep peeling them back. And then eventually you're going to get to the center.
And it might be very similar to who they come across as, or it might be completely different.
Completely different.
That's crazy.
So people have layers.
Yeah.
And sometimes they don't show it right off the bat. And I think that kind of goes with finding your confidence, I think, very much so.
That makes a lot of sense. I never heard of that before.
Mm-hmm.
So, how do you peel back the layers?
Peeling back the layers, this is something I've thought about for a little bit, and I think, really, when I think about it, I think my confidence, well, I was confident, like, when I came out the womb. I came out the womb, but also I grew up in a really complicated household. We had, like, some family situations going on, and within that, my confidence was, like, the one thing I had, because things made me happy, like style. Like, I loved I had these, like, mustard and hot pink, not at the same time. They were two separate pairs of skinny jeans, not at the same time. No, that would be weird.
Mustard and hot pink skinny
jeans. Yep, I had two pairs of pants, and they were from Nordstrom's, and it was, what was the Nordstrom's brand? What's that brand? Oh, I can't remember it right now. That's gonna bug me.
I don't even know. I'm like Nordstrom's Rack.
No, Nordstrom. I can't remember, but it's gonna come to me in the middle of this podcast and be like, blah, 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 like, randomly out of nowhere. But no, I had these two pairs of skinny jeans, and I just loved them, and they'd give me so much happiness, and then I had, like, a little phase where I liked socks, and I didn't know which pair to choose, so I just took one from one thing and one from the other, and I did mix match, and anytime somebody asked me, I was like, it just makes me happy. Like, it wasn't even a question. Right. I kind of rooted off of happiness.
Right.
And then as I got older, it kind of just went with everything else that came with everything.
Yeah.
But also, I feel like with that, yes, definitely picking the things that bring you happiness, but
it's like that thing where it's like, does it spark joy?
Yes.
And if no, then you throw it out.
Isn't
and
that
if it
does, then you keep it.
Yeah.
That's what I
used to do too. I would go through phases. Did people ever try to copy your, like, unique style? Then you'd get, like, annoyed? Because that happened to me all the time.
No, and the only reason why was because all the time, even to this day, a lot of people say, like, oh my gosh, you look so cute, but I can never wear that.
Oh.
Like, they always say that to me, and I'm like, yes, you can, girl. It's all about confidence. You can look like a rock, and you can probably still pull it off as long as you own it.
That's
and you
so
know
true.
That you feel good in it, and it's not even about a physical thing, because sometimes people are like, well, I'm fat, I'm tall, I'm short.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
this.
Always an issue too, is like, if you go on, like, go on Instagram or Pinterest, and you find all these, you curate all these styles that you like, you know, oh, I'm gonna take pieces from this, pieces from that, but, like, none of these people have the body type I want, and
exactly.
I feel like this style only looks good on the body type that I don't have, but everyone kind of feels that way.
Everybody feels that way, and now we kind of live in a place of fashion and style. I knew we were gonna have several things.
I know it's gonna go
we
all
live
over the
in
place.
A time where fashion is universal. You can wear sweats now and it's cool.
Yeah,
sweats is the only thing
you can
I wear even though I'm wearing
heels
jeans. Yeah,
like,
you can wear sweats with heels, you can
you
wear
want.
Big size hoodies. There's such a universal flow right now, even thigh highs, like, come on, like, that's even
those,
a cool,
like,
thing.
That is so true. Like, there's some...
Like that. Biker shorts. That's
biker
what
shorts, yeah.
Biker shorts. But they both hit right here. So
yeah, you have so many different...
many options.
Yeah, so you could type in, like, such and such style for curvy girls, if that's more your body type. But I'm sure you'll come up with a bunch of ideas for how you can adjust certain things to where you feel confident in it.
Yeah, and I feel like, too, at least on my Instagram, I follow girls that have, like, a similar body type to me, and then I see how they match things, and then that's I'm like, that's a good idea. That's a good way to put colors together. That's a cute way to put that shirt with that skirt, and then
that's
I'm like,
a good idea. Actually, so you always hear people talk about, like, unfollow all the models and people who make you feel bad. It's like, maybe just if you're following people who don't look that much like you and it's making you feel bad and jealous
follow
of
some
what,
that look like
follow
you.
Some beautiful people that look like you or just look really unique.
And then just pour love into their comments.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's a good, that's
and
a good way to look at it.
And then you usually find mutual people in there that will comment on your comment and be like, oh my god, girl, same. And they're like, shoot, we got a new friend over here.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you gotta find your people on Instagram, because I feel like that's the, one of the hardest things.
100%. So, yeah, so when you're feeling back, I know, I was like, with your mustard and hot pink pants, that made me think of when I was little, I would always have, I would match whatever scrunchie I was wearing.
Ooh.
I would wear, especially for dance, because I put my hair in like a ponytail or a bun. I had every color scrunchie, and I would match the scrunchie in my hair.
Day.
Me too. I had the scrunchie in my hair, match whatever color shirt I was wearing that day. Always.
Yep, I got a scrunchie drawer. And then I think I have five in my car right now.
And then for... For school, I would always match my eyeshadow to whatever color shirt I was wearing that
day.
That's
how you know. Yep.
And everyone would be like, oh, what color eyeshadow does Lauren have today? And I'm just like, blue. Like, they're probably making fun of me, but I was just it's blue.
Yeah, and it's like, and then that's another good topic to bring up, because sometimes when you are confident, people will make fun of you or point things out.
Try to get you to
like,
shake your
And,
like,
try to bring you down, but I think that's one... That's a reflection of what they're going through. You know what I mean? They are projecting onto you. They're not comfortable in their own skin, so they're going to try and pull you down because you are in yours. You like wearing your scrunchie with your matching top.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe they don't feel like they can do the same. Or maybe they feel like they'd be copying you, so they're just going to tear you down, so then maybe you don't do it anymore, so then they can.
Exactly.
There's always a hidden agenda.
There always
you
is.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you can never let anyone... If someone... I mean, most of the time when you're... afraid of what people will think of you, it's all in your head, and they don't actually think that.
Yes.
But if someone does actually think that, or it's like, especially like 13-year-olds in school and stuff will tell their friends, like, she looks so stupid doing that.
Yeah.
Like, never let anyone else, they're just trying to shake your confidence and bring you down to their level where they're at, rather than you stay where you are and be like, yo, if anyone wants to hang out with me, you gotta come up to me.
Exactly, yes. And that kind of brings us back. It kind of circles us back around. Let's bust the bitch. Can you cuss on here?
Yeah.
Okay, I was like, oh my god, I just cussed. It's gonna be a quick U-turn. But no, that goes back to the beginning, and it's about, you can't, it's literally impossible for anybody to infiltrate your field if you are secure in who you are.
At the core.
And, you know, we're constantly evolving. We're always going to be a different person that we are 23 versus 30.
Yeah.
We're always going to
learn.
It's a constant
process.
Our brain's going to get bigger.
You
know
what
I mean?
Your core, yeah.
Yeah, so if you can identify your shadows, what's going on behind closed doors, what makes you sad, what makes you happy, you just know who you are. You can't get shifted. You'll be able to identify when somebody's just judging you or if somebody's truly, truly being mean to you.
Yeah.
And there's something there. And from there, you have to learn to just be able to be confident enough to confront them and just communicate what's going on. Because I think as teens sometimes, we forgot that we have a voice. Like, you don't have to just be like, bullied.
You can go up.
You don't got to take that shit. Throw that shit in the garbage. Throw it right back to them. Like,
Exactly. So many kids are told to like, oh, don't say that, or like, you don't know what you're talking about because you're a kid, and then you forget that, like, oh wait, I can like go up to someone and tell them how I feel
instead of saying like, shut up.
Yeah,
because I definitely was one of those. I was like, be quiet.
I'd like say nothing and then go to my friend and be like,
do you hear what they just said?
Yeah, literally.
Like, are you gonna say anything? I would throw them into it. I would throw them into the ring. Can we tag you in?
Can you stand up for me?
Come on, can you go into the ring? Can I have a break? Oh my god, that's funny.
Okay, so when you know, so peeling back the layers is about, like, recognizing what things make you genuinely feel happy, not what you think other people will think looks cool, but, like, what sparks joy.
Like, an immediate smile.
Yeah, and not even just physical things, but, yes, physical things, but plus, like, what type of people do you spend your time with that make you feel like that, and what kind of situations.
Ooh, that's a good topic.
Make you feel like that.
That
exactly.
brings confidence. Who you surround yourself with, definitely.
Like,
definitely,
brings or destroys your confidence.
Yes, completely. I would rather have 5 amazing friends than 100 fake ones. Now, we can all have acquaintances.
Exactly.
We can all have acquaintances.
Exactly.
It's like, I'll be cool to you if I see you and we know each other. But you gotta have
who
that
spend
5
your time
core
with.
That you spend your time with, who you call all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they gotta be your ride or dies and treat you just as much as, what is it, treat yourself? Treat others the way you want to be treated.
Yeah, yes. Golden rule.
Or treat others the way that you they would treat you. That's also a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Don't treat other people super great and then have them
treat
you like shit.
Yeah. It's got to be a middle field.
Even if it's just like maybe they're fine people, but you guys just aren't compatible. Like some people mm-hmm. will jokingly make fun of their friends, like. Too much, and
yes,
at
and
some
like,
point, and there's
are you
nothing
tearing me now?
Exactly. So it's like at some point, there's one
are you
thing
laughing with me or laughing
at
me,
exactly.
Oh,
and
no.
if it, and some people feel weird because they're like, well, they're just joking, but blah blah blah. But like, maybe you guys just aren't that compatible,
yeah,
and
no.
you're not cool with someone doing that constantly
yeah.
all the time. I'm not.
It's like when you got a puzzle piece and you're trying to jam it into a spot that's
yeah,
not
fit.
Supposed to be in,
exactly.
like not really.
Yeah, so that's part of knowing the core and then recognizing your shadows.
Yes.
And your insecurities.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
And
what
all
is a shadow? I feel like that's a word that gets thrown
shadow.
Around.
A shadow is a, like, the things, like, sometimes, like, I have to check my ego. Like, if something's going on, like, let me think of an example. like, you could date a guy and you could be, like, reading into things
mm-hmm.
or... maybe he's not, let's give it a hypothetical, keyword, hypothetical.
We love a hypothetical.
We love a hypothetical. So it would be like, let's say he's hitting you up all the time and you're like kicking it with him, but then he kind of like ghosts you, right?
Mm-hmm.
My ego is one of my shadows. Like
mm-hmm.
I'm like, I ain't gonna text him. He'll text me eventually. Like, I'm worth it. Like,
right.
all those things that makes
like,
you such
chase,
a big
don't
head
chase him.
And really
bah,
conceited.
Bah.
Like,
right.
it is true. You shouldn't chase anybody. But
mm.
it's kind of like, ooh, why? Like, you kind of think to yourself, like, he's not texting me because, or more so, I shouldn't text him because I got a whole other person on the left.
Right, exactly.
Or, I shouldn't text him because I'm so pretty that I'll find somebody else.
Yeah,
like, those kinds of things. Mm. Like, all those things that are in your closet that you don't share, that you don't bring out. We all have an
exactly.
ego. My ego is big sometimes.
100%.
I gotta check myself sometimes. Like, oh, God.
I do all the time.
You know?
Yeah.
Even, like, take it away from men. Even, like, in a club, like, you're waiting, you're approaching the line, and you're like, I ain't gonna have to wait in this line. I'm not waiting in this line.
Right.
That's the real thing. Like, you see these shoes? I'm not waiting
I'm
in this
not
line.
Not waiting in
but
this
that
line.
Shadow of, like, my ego being too big, I gotta check it sometimes. Because I'm like, no, Brittany, you're a regular-ass person. Get your ass in this line. Like, get your ass in this line and stand with the rest of the bitches. Sorry. Stand with everybody else. But
right.
then sometimes, you know, and then your shadows can also be when you're mean. Like, sometimes, like, when I walk into the house, like, in the morning, I cannot talk to anybody without
right.
coffee in my hand. Like,
I
need at least 3 sips. Maybe 5. I'm going to be real. I need at least 5. I got
to give it a second to kick in.
Yeah, I got to be 50% through that mug. And my mom will be like, what you doing? And I'm like, ugh. And I'm, like, outwardly mean to her. And I'm
right.
like, Brittany, this is your shadow. You just want to be alone. Don't be mean to your mother.
Mm-hmm.
She loves you. Answer her. If she ever listens to this, she'll be like, oh, she really thinks about that? But yeah, like your shadows.
Yeah.
You're mean, you're ugly.
100%.
All the things that kind of come out the woodwork that people don't really know
they
about.
Pop up in little ways, and if you don't catch it right away, then you'll dismiss
yeah.
it, and it'll just keep happening.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that's just the way I am.
Yeah,
but
I would say my 3 shadows that are the heaviest is my ego, my meanness, and my attitude.
Really?
Those are my 3.
Let me do mine. Okay,
and my family sparks all of them.
What are my 3? Let me think. Probably being a pushover too much. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm so non-confrontational that sometimes
I could be like
that. I'll be a pushover or just like, yeah, I'll just say sorry to
yep.
get out of the situation.
I'm trying so hard to remove sorry out of my vocabulary.
Yeah.
Even when I'm
I
writing
know.
Emails, I'm like, I don't apologize.
I know, I'm that person, I just want everyone to be fine, and I hate,
yeah.
I'll literally ghost someone, like, if they're just trying to, if they're
yeah.
being too aggressive
yeah,
with me.
Yeah, I'm just like, I'm
just
not gonna answer
I'll just
you.
Fall asleep.
Yeah,
like,
same, I'm like, I'm gonna go watch watch this Netflix documentary about whales real quick. Yeah, I'll just, be right back. Yeah, never.
That's me. So sometimes that gets so aggressive that I'm just so sensitive.
Mm-hmm. Do you know that Bart Simpson meme when he's like going back into the bush?
Yeah, that's
me.
The bush.
That's me right there. That's me.
Like so you come out the house, they're like, "Hey, can I talk to you for a sec?" I'm like, "No."
Absolutely not.
Back into the bush. Yeah, so probably that okay. one. Second one is probably like not being confident in terms of like speaking and like my voice communicating, maybe.
Okay.
Not knowing how
in front of regular people or like in crowds? Or just in general?
Probably just like in general. It's not that I can't. I just for some reason think that I can't.
Huh. Like I used to be like that. And then I kind of just like started talking.
Yeah, exactly. or I'll start talking and then I'll be like, oh wait, I'm talking too much. I'm being annoying. Like that kind of thing.
I know. I got to check myself like that too.
I feel like we both radiate off of the we're both like, same train of thought. Yes. Yeah. Yes. When you said that, I was like, oh wow. This is
I already
a
knew
podcast.
We were
yeah.
Libras.
It's that, have you ever seen Sharkboy and Lava Girl?
Yes.
You know the train of consciousness and they like jump on it and like, yeah, with, what's his name? Tibor?
Who's
wait
the train? The
no,
face.
No, the face. What
yeah,
is his name?
I don't know who the face is, but
oh,
I remember that
I think
face.
It's like Tibor. I don't know. It. That's going to bother me. I think I have a video of it on my phone. I actually think I do. But no, that exact thing, like how it kind of just, if you haven't seen Sharkboy and Lava Girl, for all you young viewers or old viewers, whoever you are, if you're not our generation, you would not know, but there's this train that kind of just goes throughout, like, it has no tracks, it just goes everywhere, and it shoots in different directions.
Crazy.
And it's crazy. You'll never get to where you're supposed to go, but, you know, you'll get somewhere, and that's kind of
yeah,
how my
they
mind
hop
works.
On
I'm a flower. I flow.
Is it the George Lopez face?
Yeah.
Mr. Electric?
Yeah. It's like Tibor. I think it's Tibor. Let's go with Tibor, and then we'll look
Tibor?
At it. Tibor? Tibor. I think it's Tibor.
That's the name?
Oh, God. I don't know. Hold on, wait. I definitely have this in my phone. Train of consciousness. Train of thought. Wait, not that. Is it sad that it comes up in my recent?
Are you kidding? You just say and it'll speed you directly to the land of milk and cookies. The rest is
he says thank
you
right here.
Tobor!
Oh, I was close!
Tobor.
I'm free.
Oh my god, that's funny. Yeah, no, I was really unsure. But I was close.
So it's like, yeah, our brains are like Tobor.
Yeah,
so
Tobor.
Yeah, sometimes I'll just start talking and I'm just talking to I feel like I'm talking too much or that I'm being annoying and I'm always like if I'm hanging out with someone new, I'll be like, oh my god, sorry if I'm being annoying. I never stop talking. And
I say
kind of as a joke, and they're like,
I say the same
thing. Yeah.
Like a disclaimer.
Exactly. But I just do it so much, and then they're like, what do you mean? Like, you're not, like, you're never being, like, they keep telling me, like, no, you're never being annoying.
Are you, like, talking about people, like, your best friends will say that back to you?
Yeah. Okay. Or just, like, or even new friends, or, like, new guys, or whatever.
Oh, new guys? I feel bad for their friends. I'm like, I got a lot of stories I could repeat right now. Let me get out my bag.
Exactly. You haven't heard any of this.
You haven't heard
I'm
going to
repeat jokes.
I got some virgin ears. Cool.
Like,
let's pop that cherry.
I know.
Oh my god, that's funny.
So yeah, those are
wait,
awesome.
That was two.
Oh, that was two? Oh yeah, the third one. I don't know.
I know, and it's funny because it's probably one of the hardest things to identify.
Yeah, so it's, yeah, you're probably not going to know them right off the bat. If you can't think of, I mean, if one might pop into your head right off the bat, but if you can't think of three, like, it comes up in situations. You'll know, once you, like, put your attention towards, like, oh, I want to figure out kind of, like, what some of my shadows are, you'll, if you know, if you have that in your brain, your subconscious is going to signal to you in certain situations where it gets triggered. Then you'll have a fleeting thought of like, oh, maybe this is one of my shadows. And you gotta remember that.
Yep. And I think to even grow on shadows, shadows are one thing. When I think of like this like whole topic, I think of like Alice in Wonderland where she's going like through
in
like
the rabbit
that trail.
Hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, well, no. The one where she's walking down the path and it's like weird. Like people are kind of mean. Like,
oh, yeah.
All the, you know that scene?
Yeah.
Oh, dope. Okay. I'm so glad you're like, this is the best podcast ever. When she's walking through there, shadows are definitely one thing, like your personality traits that are heavy, but also kind of like monsters. There's monsters in there. And I think when I think of like certain family situations that I've dealt with, it's like monsters as in like moments, like how I deal with certain people. Like, oh man, like those experiences are important. So like you have your personality traits, but you also have experience. So personalities are shadows, and then experiences are monsters.
The monsters,
for
exactly.
some reason, but it makes sense because
Born with your shadows. Yep. Everyone's born with
you're
shadows.
Born with your shadows.
And
as
they
you
evolve.
Go through life,
and
you meet your monsters.
Exactly.
Literally, look at us coming up with knowledge. This is called.
Someone put that on the shirt.
I know, seriously. Oh
everyone's
my God.
Born with shadows.
Yes.
And through your life, you meet your monsters.
Yeah, and I feel like when I meet people, and especially men, when men tell me that they're just over a situation or they broke up with their girlfriend and they're like, I don't want to talk to her anymore. I'm just going to ghost her. Mm. I'm like, you're literally not standing face to face with your monster.
Yeah, you're running
because
from
you're
it.
Running from it. You're not learning anything from that experience. My experiences have probably been like the root of my confidence because of how I handled them, how I grew through them. Mm-hmm. If you think about it, breakups, relationships are a big majority of your life.
Yeah.
Like who you spend your time with, especially boyfriends. You can spend a lot of time with boyfriends. So if you don't go through the good, the bad, the ugly, the happy, the sad, the tears, etc., etc., you're not learning. You're not evolving. So if you're just shutting it all out, you just walk
you're
your
gonna,
mind up in Wonderland.
And the
what
thing
you doing?
Is, yeah, and the thing is, you're not going to learn what you need to learn. It's going to
keep happening
until you figure it out.
Yep.
When you said that, I think my third one kind of goes hand in hand with like the pushover thing where but it's just like avoidance. Like I avoid things like that. Like I don't even, exactly.
Yep.
If I'm like, someone's going to be difficult with me, I'm just not going to deal with
you
that.
You know, like the
I walk away from relationships.
Oh you know,
gosh.
Like a booby trap in like the jungle with
yeah.
like the hole and they put the leaves over
the leaves
it.
Over
the,
it.
The hole is my experience and I'll put some leaves over
yeah,
it. And then I won't
too.
Deal with it and I'll fall in that shit later. And I'm like,
me
fuck,
too.
Man, I fell off.
I'll like go up to the forest and I'll be like, oh, are there booby traps in here? Maybe. I'm not even going to
go
in the forest.
I'm not going to go in the forest. I'm going to just go back.
No,
like,
exactly. I'll
whatever.
Go back to the car.
Yeah, and then, but with that, with those decisions, unfortunately, we can become stagnant, you know? And that's the worst part because now 100%. You're stunting your growth, you know? And if you're not, I think that's one thing at 23 I've learned the most is just live through your experiences, whether they be good, bad, or ugly. And I got some ugly ass experiences, but you know, you just kind of got to find
live,
the light without
yeah.
it. And that's the other thing, finding the light within the darkness, because we're definitely going to come uphill here soon.
Yeah, we're all like, everything
we're
sucks.
We're coming up. Alice is
you
getting
gotta,
off the rock.
You gotta
and all
meet
the
your
creatures
monsters.
Are coming around her. You know the scene when she's singing? Where she's saying, in a world of my own, and she's like crying.
A whole new world.
No, she was, and I never seldom follow it. And she's like crying on the rock. No, I've watched this movie like 50 million times.
I've seen it forever.
But it's so cute. And she's like, she gets all happy and all the creatures like come around her.
Because she learns her lessons.
And then the Cheshire cat comes and then shows her that she can go to the queen. It's that whole scene. But yeah. Yeah, we're going to go uphill anyway.
That's cute. What a metaphor.
Yeah, I know. But, yeah, now we get to talk about the light. What else?
Yeah, so just because you recognize what they are or what your insecurities are, that doesn't do you much good if you can't get out of it.
Get out of
and
it.
Find
yeah.
the light.
Because a lot of people get stuck.
Yeah, so that's the other thing. If you ignore it, you get stagnant. If you stay there, you get stuck.
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta recognize
and
it.
And depressed and sad. Nobody
yeah,
wants that. That's
no one
day.
Wants that, especially you.
Yeah, it's a lonely day.
So eventually, if it takes, you can do it in the moment, or if it takes, like, if it's been 5 years, like, you can still find the light in whatever it is.
Always.
And start working your way up. So how do you go from realizing what your insecurities are and then embracing them instead of hiding from them or running from them?
I think because sometimes when I deal with like ugly situations and because I feel like I've become such an aware person, especially of like how I handle things could affect other people, I'm constantly trying to live in, as much as I stand in my shoes, I also want to stand in the other person's shoes.
Yeah, Libra
so
energy.
That Libra energy now, girl. So I feel like as Libras too, we're so bubbly, we're so happy, we are so giving, we are givers, okay? That's why we're not confrontational, because we're givers.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I feel like I always give my 100% consistently, and I say that confidently, I wear that on my sleeve, because I really do. So when people do me wrong, and honestly, when I say that, I'm like, do I do people wrong? When I do people wrong, it is intentional. It is intentional. You deserved it.
And I'm
you
not sorry.
And I am not sorry. But exactly. I never go out of my way to deliberately hurt somebody. Right. That is not no. my character. That is not a Libra.
I think me and you even like yeah. deliberately go out of our way to not
yes,
to
we not avoid it at someone. All costs. Exactly. Yeah, again, circling back. We don't yes. like confrontation, exactly. so I ain't gonna start the problem.
Yeah, I'm gonna avoid
like, I'm a fixer.
I'm
avoid
hurting you at all costs so that you won't confront
exactly.
me later.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And where are we going with that? I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
You're like, oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay, so I don't intentionally do things. So then when I do come out of a situation that's ugly, I just know I put my best foot forward mm-hmm. every single time. And I'm always trying to see it from the other person's perspective. So then I can kind of move towards the light because I kind of admire the way I handle things sometimes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really do. I always try to say as a 23-year-old woman, because I know I have so much more time and I'm not doing things the best way. I recognize that.
I think
that.
You're doing things the best way right now.
Right now. Yeah. You know, yeah, it's working. It's working, you know. And I'm dealing with some children as men, you know.
Exactly.
You know?
It's hard out
sometimes
here.
Sometimes you just gotta, yeah, it's hard out here in these streets, okay? That's why I'm gonna date myself for a little while. No, you kind of just gotta push through life and then you find the light because you just gotta, once you know that you're putting your best foot forward, you identify all your shadows, you identify the monsters, you know who you are at your core, you can take those steps towards the light because you know that you're just operating from you. Yeah. I think our central to us is our spirit. And mm-hmm. I think sometimes as humans, because life is so chaotic, we have all these hyperactive experiences happening mm-hmm. all around us, you know? It's like, think about it like when you get high. Like, you're high and then you're like
overwhelmed.
You're overwhelmed. But like,
you can't listen to anything.
Exactly.
Quiet.
When you're sober, all you have is your soul. So once your soul is secure, you can kind of just flow and see the light and then know that you bring happiness to others, especially, again, circling back to the main point, by putting yourself with people that make you feel loved and embrace you for who you are because you know they know you and you know that they're going to spark your light even more. Mm-hmm. I think that's why my friends are so cool. I actually made this really cool video about my friends the other day. I made like a whole movie on my phone. Like, don't ask.
That's
four
cute.
O'clock
Wait,
in the morning.
I know.
It was really cute. I'll show it to you. And I was just saying like, wow, I just really love my friends because each one just shines so friggin' bright in their own ways. And I don't even focus on my darkness because I have so much light around me. And I think that's something when people are sad and they're depressed, I feel so bad for them because I'm like, whoa, like you're casting yourself out. Like you are off the ship. You are not even on a lifeboat. You're floating.
Exactly.
You want some Titanic shit.
Yeah, like, you want some Titanic,
shit. And Rose is not with you. You're alone.
No,
and
Rose
sad.
Rose took the boat and you're
she
alone.
She cold. And I know you cold out there too, but you gotta swim your way back to the boat because that boat, the world is filled with billions and trillions of people and you can find those people that make you feel at home. And I really think to myself sometimes, like my calls with my friend, with Tiana.
Yeah.
Tiana's our best friend. I call her every day, every second of the day, and that lights up my life. And I could be in the shittiest mood, and when I see her name, it changes my whole day.
I know, me too.
Oh my God.
It's crazy how that happens. And I'm one of those people who's like always isolated myself
Same.
When I'm sad. Yeah, and always.
Like I'm in my room type of person.
Yeah, I won't talk to anyone. There's a period of time where I like didn't have, because I was homeschooled, I was injured, so I couldn't dance.
Oh wow.
I just like couldn't have any. And depressed, so I couldn't have any human interaction. So I had no friends, and it's so hard to go to the point where you're like, how do I even like make friends anymore, let alone like good quality people? Honestly, if you have one good friend, that's good enough to start. And then your confidence at your core, that root of the onion, is like more of a compass for you to then find the other ones.
Yep.
Yeah, because they're not always going to be around. Like everyone in your life might suck ass and you don't want to be friends with them, and you shouldn't. Like,
yeah, and then at that point, I would even say to those people, because I know at least for the people that follow me, some of them are younger because my little sister.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like right now, for some reason, being depressed is like a thing for our generation. Mm-hmm. Like, that's like a thing.
It
like,
is.
They
now.
Be putting out some weird TikTok videos.
Yeah,
like,
and
crying
that was
shit.
The thing, because when we were depressed, we didn't have TikTok.
I know! I was like, so I had to cry by myself.
I know! It's almost it's like a trendy.
Yeah,
thing.
And I think to all the kids out there that are listening to this, or like the teens, you know, I think the best way I can answer how to get yourself out of feeling isolated and alone is to just be in a relationship with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of teens don't you know, we have this sad music now, we have YouTube videos talking about sad things.
To just
like
trigger
the cards
those emotions.
Stuff.
Yeah. They trigger, I heard this girl talk the other day about So it's like, on one hand, you're like, well, it's just music. I just like these songs, blah, blah, blah. But like, and it's catchy. But like, the thing is, you like the songs. And even if you're singing along, like, they're great for in the moment when you're trying to just get a cry out or something. But if you listen to those every day, the words infiltrate your subconscious mind. And those are the things you're going to start attracting in your life.
Infiltrate your subconscious mind. And then right following that is what you speak out, law of attraction, it will always come back to you. The universe is always going, I know this might be very big ambiguous for you guys, but the universe is always going to bring in what you put out.
Yeah. So what you focus on the most is what's gonna grow.
Yeah, and your subconscious mind too. Like that's a big one. That is a huge one. They go hand in hand. So you kinda have to just
be careful about the stuff you're listening to most of the time. In.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen to positive affirmations while you sleep. Mm-hmm. It kind of offsets all that stuff throughout the day. Yeah. I think they work really well.
Yeah, I sometimes like some people say put your phone in a drawer but for the first 30 minutes before you go to sleep, but sometimes I'll just look up some positive videos, like Lauren said.
Yeah, right before bed like and right when you wake up is the best
podcast. Yeah, sometimes in the car I'll listen to a podcast instead. And I know you guys are young, so you probably won't want to do that. Maybe call a friend, have some like enriching conversation with them.
Yeah, FaceTime your friends.
Find your light. Find your light. I think that's something you guys often forget. You guys have a light, and you just have to just put it on a little brighter sometimes. Yeah. Don't succumb to the darkness because it's lonely there.
And if you are like a giver like me and you are, I heard this thing that's like if you find yourself being like, oh, I wish I had a relationship because I would give so much. Oh, I wish I had friends because I would treat them the best. Like, oh my, I just want to wake up. I want to make breakfast for someone. And then I want to do this and I want to buy them flowers. I just want to have someone to give all this stuff to. Give all that stuff to yourself.
Yourself.
Like, did you have breakfast this morning? No. Yeah. Were you too busy? Did you make time to make yourself breakfast? Like, do all that stuff for yourself before you start looking for who you can give it to, someone else.
Yep, exactly.
So and that's then, one way to start, to love yourself. Like, actionable steps.
Take yourself on a date. You don't need no man. You don't need no friends. Well, you do need friends. I do think you need friends.
You do need friends.
You do need friends, but you definitely do not need no man.
Exactly.
Take yourself on that date. Go get your sushi on your own. Every time I go get sushi on the car, I call Tiana, and I have a FaceTime date with her.
Have a, you know? Those are, like, actionable, like, literal things you can do.
Yes.
And you'll notice you feel so much better.
Yeah, you looking for flowers from your boyfriend that ain't giving them to you? Go Break to the up farmer's with him. Market. Go get yourself a little bouquet, and boom, and throw it on your nightstand.
Dump
boom.
Your boyfriend.
And dump your boyfriend, he should be buying you those anyway.
Period.
Period. If you like flowers, you know.
Yeah.
I'm more of a chocolate-covered strawberry type of girl, but, you know, that floats your boat.
I'm more of a...
or French fries.
Or money. Ranch.
I don't know if I could accept money. See,
I would take, like, a purse.
I feel guilty. I feel guilty with the gifts, but you give me something I can eat? Sure,
oh, yeah.
Sure. You got That's my good. Heart.
You got my heart. Heart.
In and out? Ooh. If you get the order right? Ooh. You get the Arnold Palmer right? Ooh. I got chills over here.
Oh, my God. Okay, that's like a hot tip. Anyone trying to get it ready?
Get in my DMs. Send me an in-and-out gift card.
Yeah, that's the way.
Oh, my God.
God, let's see. So, so now that we're speaking of, like, actionable things you can do besides, like, like, knowing who you are, recognizing your shadows, and seeing who triggers you throughout the day, what friends.
Oof, we got maybe dropping knowledge.
Exactly. Maybe they're toxic, and, like, cut out your toxic friends, thing. But even if your friends aren't toxic, maybe you guys just aren't compatible, and that's reason enough to
You gotta
distance.
Go fishing a little bit more.
Exactly.
Throw that shit back
in
the ocean.
Make them an acquaintance.
You just go, throw it back.
Throw it back. They don't even need to know about it.
Yeah, they don't even gotta know. You just gotta ghost their ass.
Exactly.
Again. Avoid. It's not healthy, but sometimes it's gotta happen.
If they're not willing to have a conversation.
Ooh, I have a question for you.
What?
What do you do when you ghost them, but they clingy, and they, like, try to find every way back in, and you're like,
I know. So,
it just starts stinging. I feel bad for them.
The interesting thing is that I notice, so let's say I'm talking to someone, and it kind of blows up, they annoy me, and I'm like, nah, nah. I usually go out with a bang. I'll, like, go out with a bang and do something crazy, and I'm like, don't talk to me again, and then I ghost them, or I block them or something. But then, like, a little bit while later, if they start coming back, or sometimes like, you kind of like, why aren't they coming back yet? But then the ego. But the funny thing I find is that the second that they do is the second I don't want them anymore.
Right? And you're like, whoa, this is just hurting.
Exactly. Like, so
you're just watching them fail.
I'll just keep ignoring, and if
I just hope they give up.
If they get annoying, I just block them.
I block them. Yeah. Oh my god, girl, you want to see my block?
I love blocking people. This,
my block list on Instagram
makes me feel powerful.
I probably block at least 10 people a day.
I love blocking people.
Recently, I blocked somebody and they sent it to one of my friends because I guess they were a lover of my friend. Oh my god. And it's a mutual friend of ours.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they messaged her saying I blocked them because they tagged me in something that was cheater related.
Right.
But like, it was like a profile about Bibles. Like, yeah. I thought it was spam. Like, I didn't know,
I love human. I love blocking people. Blocking
it,
that's another thing for the kids. I don't know if blocking is cool or not, but it's.
I'll be blocking. Look at all these people. Look at all these. I think some people. Look at all these people. We could keep scrolling. That's
I think some people think it's dramatic.
It's not loading because it's definitely
it's
longer.
Too much.
It is so long, it hurts. This is several swipes of my thumb, just so you know.
Funny.
Listen. That's a long little
That's
swipe.
A long list.
They're just gonna hear.
Yeah, literally. But it's just a long ass list. No, if I. Yeah, like just. It's your phone. Like, you get to choose who you
also,
block.
It's your
block
life.
Their number. Yeah, block them on Instagram. You can block their number. You can unblock them if you feel like it. Like, don't worry about, oh, but I'm gonna seem like I care. Who gives a flying F? Exactly.
Also, don't let people infiltrate your field. I think that's a really big thing people forget. You don't have to allow anybody into your life that is toxic.
Yeah.
You can spit them out in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And if you ask me how, literally.
Block.
Ignore.
Yeah.
Block. Do all the things you gotta do to get them out of your
area.
And
the reason, if you're not, like, because, okay, this is the thing I come up with, too, is I see other people doing this, where they're like, oh, my God, this person is just so clingy, or they're dating someone, they're like, oh, I just need to break up with her, like, blah, 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 like, so annoying, ranting about how awful they are. I'm like, well, then why don't you break up with her yet?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, then why can you still, oh, she just yelled at me at the phone all night, like, well, why does her call still go through?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you block it?
Yeah.
And there's what I try to get them to realize is, like, the reason, technically, like, physically, it's so easy. It takes half a click of
half
a button
click.
And half a brain cell to do it
yes.
real quick. The reason you're not doing it is because there's some sort of
something
emotional
there.
Connection there.
Also, too, I think it's really important to just kind of say, don't just be blocking everybody.
Right.
Like, you know, if it is somebody you care about, know that you exhausted all
you
your options. You did it from every angle, and now you're at the point where it's just toxic. It's not supposed to be in your life, and now you block.
Exactly.
You don't just block and ghost people without explanation.
Yeah, you communicate.
You gotta communicate to
of
people,
course,
you know?
Of course. But once it gets to that point.
Once it gets to that point, you can cut them off.
Yeah. You can block them.
Yeah, that happens.
But yeah, but if it is at that point and you're still like not, or if you're like just complaining about them all the time, it's like, well, either block them or fix it.
Ooh, you know what some of my friends do? Some of my friends don't be blocking people because they want to confront, and their only intention to confront is not because they want to get stuff off their chest to ultimately feel better.
Right.
They want to confront so that they can actually get their hidden agenda, like what they want. Like,
right.
You know, when you're fighting
get them
with
to
a
react
boyfriend
in a certain
and you're
way.
Like, okay, I'm going to block him. Actually, no. I'm going to confront him thinking that it's going to go,
right.
Oh, I love you. I'm so sorry.
No.
Oh my God, that shit never happens.
Idea.
Listen to me now. That shit never
if
happens.
If you go over to get closure,
that's
a bad idea. That's
a bad idea. Unless you're going into it with the intention of healing yourself.
Yeah.
Nah,
don't
girl.
Expect closure
there,
from anyone else.
Yeah, and don't expect some cool movie like, I love you again
it's
type
not
of thing.
Happen.
No, it's probably going to be worse if you go into it.
Yeah,
like
any sort of closure. Again, back to
confidence
and knowing your root. Like, if you know, like, if you know yourself, you know you give 100% in a situation, like, and
stay
you're
grounded.
Like, it has to be over, you...
Yep.
You can't expect to get closure from anyone else, just like you can't expect to get validation from anyone
yep,
else.
And circling back to the main point, you're in a relationship with yourself.
Yourself first and foremost
yep,
all the time.
And getting to know who you are at your core.
Yes.
Not what somebody makes you feel like you are, ever.
Exactly.
Jessie J, do you like Jessie J?
I love her.
Oh my god, her live. She has a live video of singing Who You Are. And oh my god, I'll send you the link.
Is
it's
it
so
recent
good.
Or from a long
it's
time ago?
It's kind of a long time ago.
Because there's... I think it's the same song, but there's a live version
it's
that I love.
It's so good. At the end, she goes, it's like the music kind of stops, and she goes, life, oh no, she's like, I feel like people don't say it enough. Clearly, I've seen this way too many times. I feel like people don't say this to themselves enough. Life would be a waste of time if you're anything but who you are.
And it's like with the piano, and she does it way better than I just
look that up. That's the song of this podcast.
That is my mantra. If I'm down, that is my mantra.
If you want something to start listening to other than those sad songs that make you feel sad,
Jessie J. Janae Aiko, she's bomb.
She's a good one, too. Yeah, anything that makes you feel uplifted and good.
Uplifted and good.
Mm-hmm. That's what you need to be listening to, like, most of the time, at least.
Again, back to happiness. Wear your favorite socks. Wear your favorite pants. Wear your favorite print. Anything that makes you feel so lit up inside.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if they even go together. If you like the way that they go together. Yeah,
you could look crazy.
Exactly.
If I see a girl looking crazy in like a pink tutu and some cheetah and fur and whatever's going on, I'm like, she living her best life.
And that's how you find your style too, if you don't know. Like, you see, like, you can do it where you find people that you like and you try to imitate their style, but you can just, like, go shopping, go to a thrift store and be like, which ones bring me joy?
Yes.
And then choose kind of at least partly that way.
Yeah, and that kind of helps, like, with my breakdown, because I was just thinking about, somebody asked me the other day, like, what do I do with the people I follow on Instagram? How do I put outfits together? What do I, like, do with it? Like, do I find exactly what they're wearing? Do I like to go to the shop? I used to do that. Like, if I watched a YouTube video of a clothing haul and they didn't put links, I was genuinely
dead.
Pissed off.
Yeah.
Now, I kind of just save the way they put pieces together. So, for example, this one girl, she put a really big baggy men's t-shirt with like a silk skirt underneath. So it like popped out just at the bottom. A cute little belt so it was thin so you could still see the little silk skirt. Then she put thigh highs on it with like snakeskin thigh highs. And like a cute little hat. And I was like, that is a moment. So instead of going and finding that exact thing, I just took the way she pieced it together. And I liked how she did orange. I think she did orange, like a brown snakeskin and white. And I was like, girls. And then you just find things
I do the same thing. I'll save a picture of someone who did something just very unique, and I'm like, I could find jeans in that style, and then
I can
like
find a men's t-shirt that I love that has SpongeBob on it and make
it move. It doesn't have to be the exact same.
It does not have to be the exact thing, and it can make you happy, you know?
Exactly. And maybe instead of thigh highs, you don't like those, you wear like chunky sneakers.
Exactly.
And you just make it your own.
Or chunky
own.
Boots. Yeah,
exactly.
Make it your own with your favorite mix-match socks, you know?
Exactly.
Like me, because I love a mix-match sock. Socks are never matching. I'm shocked they are today.
Miss the mismatched sock
moment. I love socks.
I loved that.
I think I'm going to order some after this. I actually found a really cool girl that does like collaborations with people with like customized socks.
Really?
But I didn't want to spend $30 on a pack of 5 socks.
Right. But you might.
But I might. I spent $30 on a figure of Garrett Watts today. So, we gotta find our ways to spend $30. It's not on socks, though.
There's a website called Socksmith that I would always go to buy people socks during, like, Christmas time, because they're really, like, unique and cool.
I have socks with my sister's face on it.
I'm gonna do that for presents. I wanna do, like, do, like, my face on, like, a shirt.
They're then so abnormally too big for my feet. But, you know, they look good outside of some boots.
The next year you get, like, a pillowcase.
Next
year,
I'm gonna have Joy's face on my leg. I'm gonna tag you on him.
Yeah, do it.
Even though it's her, I'm gonna tag you.
Tag me in like the upper right corner.
Totally. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh, train of thought, man.
Yeah, literally. Sorry about this mess. Oh, what's your rising sign?
I could tell you on my co-star app.
Because I'm a Libra sun and rising.
I have no
idea. So I'm extra crazy.
You're actually the second person to ask me this today, which makes me feel like this should be something I know.
Yeah.
Okay, loading. I'll tell you. Let's see. Well, it might take a minute. That's a half circle. That's not even half. It's like a quarter.
Oh, yeah. Plus, like, little things. Like, you always have your nail art done.
Yep.
So, like, intentionally, like, it's always something cute.
I call it a feng shui.
Yeah.
If I'm being completely honest.
I love it.
I kind of just, like, when I think about it, like, my middle finger, I always get art on my middle fingers, because if I flip someone off, it's special, and I mean it.
It's special. And it's cute,
like, you
and I mean
it. Deserve this, and it's kind of special to shame John.
Yeah.
Because I can't be outwardly mean.
It's personal.
And then I kind of think, it's like, it's a peace sign, you know, peace sign.
Yeah, so
usually
cute.
Sometimes I'll do a rock on. I didn't do it this time.
Mm-hmm.
I think pinkies are cool, and this is my crooked pinky, so I put it on my crooked pinky. It's always intentional. There's always a feng shui.
Yeah, it's
there's
so
always
cute.
A feng shui. And if you're thumbsing up, that's good.
I always loved doing nail art when I had my long acrylic nails.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't really, actually, I feel like I only do nail art when my nails are long.
Yeah, me too.
I
always do it as well. But yeah, little things
my
like
co-star
that.
Says, if you can't figure out Nepal apology. It's not your fault. AKA, just block them.
Yes. Oh, yeah. What a, is that a sign?
I guess.
Okay, you can't figure out how to apologize.
Sun and Libra, Moon and Capricorn. Is that what it is?
Oh, yeah. Sun and Libra, Moon and Capricorn. You're Gemini rising.
Really?
Interesting.
Wait, I am? What does it mean? Yeah. Let's read.
I don't know.
Oh. It's another mask you present to people, Jesus.
Yeah, so that's the outer layer.
Wait, Gemini is my okay.
The rising sign is like the outer layers of the onion.
Gemini is my rising?
Yeah.
Ooh, so that's so your outer layer?
It's another air sign, too. So that's why you come across air. It's because I'm Libra rising, which is an air sign. Oh. So we're both air, sun, and rising.
Air
so
sign!
The same. We love a good air sign. Okay, that's why me and you are so quick to block people, too, because we get bored. Yeah. We're like, on to the next.
On to the next. Like, who's like the next wind, bubbly thing?
The train also, of thought.
We're
the
bubbly, and we can communicate with just about anybody. Yeah. I could talk to a wall.
Me, too.
And
for
I could
hours.
Just bounce back. That's why the podcast,
for
YouTube
hours,
videos, I'm
exactly.
like, I talk to myself all damn day in this camera.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And if you're just true in who you are, then you don't care what other people think when they listen to it. If they don't like it, they don't have to listen to it.
Like, there's not one part of this I'd be like, Lauren, edit this out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. You know, except for that. That's so
funny. Oh my god.
Anything else we want to add before we wrap it up? Do you think any last words?
I'm trying to think that like what would be our last little
send
treasure,
off.
Our little moment,
our little send off nugget of wisdom.
What would
wisdom?
Be our one more moment? I actually had a thought, but it kind of left my brain.
Kind of left the train.
Left my train. And I was like, okay. I think the biggest thing is just, again, be who you are. That is, like, if you ever have a moment of that you don't know who you are, just listen to Jessie J, and she'll tell you who
exactly.
you are.
Exactly. Listen to Who You Are by Jessie J.
You know, that's all. It's just a token of love. And yeah. I think that's the other thing. I don't feel like we pour enough love into ourselves, and we're constantly pouring into others.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm constantly pouring love into others, even when they don't deserve it.
Yeah.
So, just you remind yourself to pour yourself back into you. Take yourself on that sushi date. Go buy that bouquet of roses. Dump your boyfriend.
Dump
That's
your boyfriend.
Sure. Reevaluate your
100%.
Situation. 100%. And again, back to what Lauren said, be in a relationship with yourself, because at the end of the day, that's all you got.
Yeah.
You're the one that goes to sleep at the end of the day on that pillow.
Yeah.
You know, not
exactly.
this imaginary boyfriend. Not that celebrity you're looking at on Instagram. Like, it's you. You know?
You're
cool with you.
You are literally your only day one.
Yep. You,
like,
your
legit.
Equilibrium is all the way off, taking it into scientific terms. If you ain't yourself, that's wrong. You gotta know who you are.
That's wrong.
That's the key.
Exactly.
That is the key to this.
I would say my last nugget of wisdom is that, same thing, it's a process. Mm-hmm. Every day you choose to listen to Jessie J. Mm-hmm. Every day you choose to buy yourself flowers. Every day you...
Call a friend.
You... Something upsetting happens, but...
Watch the Cheetah Girls.
Exactly. Watch Cheetah Girls.
Watch
listen to Cinderella.
Yeah,
by
Cinderella. The other day, I was so down, and I was like, what can I do to get myself out of this moment? For 2 hours, I listened to Disneyland, like, ride music. Like,
really?
The Splash Mountain. Like, we can, like,
that's
I'm gonna play it for you guys because it's,
like
that
yeah,
specific.
Nostalgia, like,
oh
things
gosh.
That bring you back to a happy moment.
No,
but, yeah,
literally.
That's the thing is, like, and you're never gonna stop having off days.
Yeah.
And you're never gonna stop having to be, like, what can I do? That question, like, what can I do to get myself out of this moment?
Yep.
It's gonna, those days are gonna happen for the rest of your life. It's making that question a habit mm-hmm. for you.
Turn to your light. I feel like when you get stuck in like a dark tunnel and you're looking for your way out, you always look for the little creep of light.
Yeah,
you know,
and that'll, the more you do it, the easier it'll be to
yeah,
do it.
Yeah, yeah, and eventually you'll get through that light and you'll just be in like a whole room of just shining sun.
Exactly.
You know, that's kind of what it is.
Yes.
This is the Splash Mountain song.
Let me see.
Did you feel it? Did you feel it already?
We'll play it out. Everyone get up and start dancing unless you're driving.
You better get these snaps going. You can pull a snap with the steering wheel. I know everybody's smiling right now, so that's a great ending right there.
This is just gonna go.